Jamaica Moana, Tug of War.
That song's epic.
Yeah,
I
like had to get in before you. It's a high energy song, man.
Yeah.
I love it's on the playlist.
Yeah, it's awesome. Very exciting. We have something very cool to talk about now. We're joined by Theo from Daffodils. Kia ora, Theo. How are you?
Hey, good. Good, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Oh, yeah. Of course. Always keen to chat, and definitely about something as cool as public service, which is a new sort of initiative that you and Daffodils and Whammy Bar have sort of brought up together. At Whammy's Public Bar, formerly known as the Wine Cellar, and it's essentially like a monthly sort of night curated by you guys, fully free for bands and DJs, right?
Yeah. I mean, the idea of it at the moment, Whammy's very kindly like given us the space on their dime. But I'd sort of seen down in Wellington, they do quite well with that iGum show that happens every Wednesday. That sort of thing, it feels like it should be happening more often here, but at the Auckland scene's sort of been struggling to like get out of the same groups, I think, for a while. And I guess we wanted to see there be more opportunities for people to go out with like less of a, I guess, like financial barrier.
Cool. Great.
So that was sort of the starting point.
How long have you been working on this?
Couple months.
Awesome.
It's pretty exciting. I like had sort of been talking about it for a while, and then at some point you got to stop talking about it and just like start working on it.
Ain't that the damn truth, Theo? You're spitting on us right now. I love that.
Get it over the line. It's so exciting and it's so cool to be able to have free stuff available during this sort of current climate and cost of living crisis. And I mean, there's no shortage of amazing music going on, but cool to be able to bring up some opportunities for people to get out there on a low budget on a Wednesday night. I want to talk a little bit about, so May 7th, which is tomorrow, is the inaugural night of public service, and Daffodils are playing, right?
Yeah.
Cool. What sort of stuff has been going on for you guys recently as a band?
We've been making an album.
Awesome.
Which has sort of been quite a slow goings, but nearly there. So this will probably be our last show for a little bit. Which this is a nice way to do it, I guess. That's kind of it.
Are you gonna be playing some new songs?
We'll be playing heaps of new stuff. Which is exciting.
And you've been doing some opening slots too. You opened for There's a Tuesday.
Yep.
And Molly Payton last year.
Yep.
And someone else.
And we recently played in Hamilton with Saltwater Criminals.
Cool.
That's cool.
And you did Sean's B-Day too?
Yep.
That's awesome. The other
week. Yeah, so we've been sort of getting
booked
back into
busy.
It a little bit. Yeah. Back on the the show tomorrow night.
It's gonna be groovy.
I'm a little bit nervous because I've never put a show on before, but
I think it's gonna be great, bro.
Cool.
And you got Left Hand Loves the Legend DJing after you too,
totally.
So it's like epic styles.
It'll be mean.
What was the decision to pick Left Hand Loves as the DJ? Was that just like friends chatting, like?
Yeah, well, I saw them at a B-Rave like a while back, and it was so sick. Yeah, that was kind of, I don't know, first name that popped into my head.
That's awesome. I think that's a really beautiful thing for someone to hear too, to be like, you were the first person I thought about.
Especially
while putting on a gig.
So that'll be great. I'm super stoked on it. And I think just like, it's real expensive being a music fan. Like, going out to shows every week starts sort of taking a toll on your financials, especially when people are particularly unemployed and like everything's really expensive at the moment. I'm stoked that Whammy have given us the opportunity to like put stuff on there and down at Public Bar.
I think the name says it all, right? Public service. It really is a public service.
Yeah.
We need
public
music.
Public service at Public Bar.
And it's so cool as well, like doing it at Public Bar, which obviously, you know, carrying on. I feel like making affordable live music is definitely a part of like Whammy's kaupapa and has been for a long time, but is also like part of the legacy of the Wine Cellar as well. And so it must feel quite cool to like do it in that space and carry on that like meaning.
Yeah, I mean, like sort of hallowed halls, I guess, that place. Mm. Some serious New Zealand music history. So, I don't know, it's pretty special that they're, like, keen to be part of that, and, like, yeah.
Some wide
so much support on it.
Well, I'd ask you where we get tickets from, but it's free, which is super cool.
It is free, so it'll be first and first served.
Oh, should the people know anything before turning up? What time should we get there?
Probably 7:30. That's what we're calling doors.
I like that.
That's good. Nice and early for a school night.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure public bar open from 5, so.
Yeah, have a couple bevvies.
Yeah, sit and wait for music. Then come along.
Awesome.
Amazing.
And we've got Urbanor on board as well.
Cool.
They've doing a couple drink specials. So
cool.
Yeah, so if you feel like drinking some beer, come and see some music.
Always.
Awesome. Thank you so much for joining us, man.
Ah, thanks cool, for having cool, me. Popular.
Yeah, super really cool. Thank you for your public service.
Yeah.
We're going to listen to House Across the Street by Daffodils, who you can see tomorrow night at Public Bar. That's May 7th. It's completely free.
Across the street.